Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It's time to look ahead to Liverpool versus Manchester City in the Premier League Sunday afternoon kickoff. Chris Pajak joins me, of course. John Machin joins me as well. Gents, let's get stuck into it. Chris, a win would be season-defining for Liverpool. Anything less, it will be what it will be. But if Liverpool are able to take 3 points to derail Man City's Invincibles charge, I think that has the potential to set us up for a phenomenal season.
Absolutely. I mean, the squad right now, we're going to be looking at, there's a Phil Coutinho-shaped hole in that squad, isn't there? And these guys need to all look at each other, look each other in the eyes and go, we can do this without him and we can still beat Manchester City. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll spur Liverpool on.
Yeah.
You know, we're fighting for our own unbeaten streak here. We're 17 games unbeaten in all competitions. Manchester City have been beaten recently, all right, when they put the kids out and stuff. They're not unbeatable. It's a football match, it's 90 minutes and it's at our place. They haven't won at Anfield since 2003.
Yeah.
You know, and so even while they've had all the money, they still haven't managed to do it. Even when they've won the leagues, the two leagues that they've won, they haven't beaten us. Mm-hmm. This Liverpool side can beat Manchester City on any given Sunday.
Nice, like it. I think this has got, because of the Coutinho stuff, Dad, it's got extra ramifications beyond just the points and just beyond just our ambitions for the season. To be able to go and get a win like that, I think it's... Look, we can't help but have fears and doubts creeping and, you know, hearing stuff about Naby Keita is encouraging. Signing Van Dijk, great bit of business to get that done finally. But if Liverpool... God, if we capitulate again, you know, like we did against Spurs or like we end up doing with 10 men against Man City early on in the season... It's only going to raise doubts over the Phil Coutinho thing, whereas, again, we could do a proving to the fans that we don't need them.
I sort of agree with part of that and disagree. I agree with the last bit you said, that if we lose, the part of our fan base which are hysterical will say it's because we sold Coutinho, mm-hmm. forgetting the fact that we played an awful lot of games without Coutinho this season and done fine.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. Beating them is season defining. I mean, we beat them last season and it wasn't season defining in any way, shape or form, although we felt it was at the time.
Yeah.
You know, I think, we're very capable of beating City. I'd like to go toe-to-toe with them and show that we're actually better than them.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say, oh, we can't do that now, we've lost Coutinho. Well, I don't buy that.
Yeah.
I know last year we sat back, put men behind the ball, and got a touch lucky with a, you know, sort of a goal in a million, really. You don't score that kind of goal very often. I mean, Klopp can be a little conservative with a small C. Mm-hmm. So he may well think, well, that worked last time, so let's go behind the ball, keep them quiet.
Yeah.
I think they're a better side this year than last year, and I think if we do that, they'll rip us to shreds.
Yeah.
And the danger is always going to be that if they get a goal and we're chasing, then they could really do cut us to ribbons.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just go at them. I'd rather lose 5-4 than get beat 1-0.
Yeah. No, I agree in that regard. I think this is, like we talked about this on the podcast, Chris, which is available now for free if you want to go and check that out. Very, very good this week. But there was a sliding doors moment that took place, I think, at the Etihad this season, and there's a chance for us to go back and prove how good we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I think that attacking talent, even in the absence of Coutinho, forget Phil Coutinho, it's done. Mane, Firmino, and, you know, we'll have to see close to the time how Salah's getting on with his fitness race and whatever. But even if you throw Oxlade-Chamberlain in, we've got the ability to cause teams problems regardless. We're at home, as you say, we've got a great record against them at Anfield. I agree. I would personally like us to see just see two teams slug it out and see who comes out.
I have a different variation on that, and it's not sit back and invite pressure. It's play a bit more tick-a-tacker. You know, I'd like to see Liverpool go and try and play a bit of possession football and see what Manchester City are like without the ball. Mm-hmm. And make them look around and look at each other and go, We haven't had a touch here. And we're halfway through the game. Liverpool are dominating possession, and just take the ball away from them.
Yeah.
And I think they might crumble a little bit because they're not used to being in that situation. They dominate possession all the time.
They're quoted in the paper today as saying the reason we get so many late wins is because we dominate possession for so long and they crumble. And so if they don't have the ball, it'll be interesting to see how that affects them.
That's in their mentality. If they think that they win games because of that. Yeah. You take the ball off them and you start getting them second-guessing themselves. That, for me, is the key for Liverpool.
I just think it's a perfect opportunity just to go back to what we've done best under Jurgen Klopp, is get back to gegenpressing. You know, get back to putting their defence... Put their defence under pressure.
Their defence is the key, because I don't think it's very good.
Yeah.
And I don't think many teams get a chance to test them out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I'd like to... And it's also true that in teams that go unbeaten for long periods do start to feel like they're playing in treacle.
Yeah.
You know, because it gets harder and harder every time because they're so desperate. And, I mean, history's littered with teams that you see them getting worse. They may struggle through in the end.
Yeah.
But it becomes harder and harder and harder because they're so desperate to keep it.
Yeah.
And there's been some signs of that with City. I mean... They've scored an awful lot of late goals, and it's not because of having possession all the time. It's because they've been kept at bay by teams that they shouldn't have been. And Crystal Palace should have beaten them if they'd scored their penalty. They would have done.
Yeah.
You know. And I watched the Bristol game the other night, and Bristol wiped the bloody floor with them.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting point as well, though, as well, that having the Bristol game in midweek will play, because they actually played a pretty decent side in that one as well, which is good to see.
The problem is you've got decent players all over the squad, haven't you?
Yeah. But I think we saw a little bit of the limitations of their squad in that game, just in terms of just because they've picked up a couple of injuries, haven't they? They still haven't got anyone behind underneath Aguero. You know, something happens to Aguero with no... Jesus there, you don't know what's coming on.
He'll always score goals.
He's always going to score goals about it.
You know, so you have to obviously keep him quiet, but you're right that without Jesus there, who comes on if Aguero gets a knock?
And maybe that's something you're right in terms of if we could keep it tight, because again, you've seen it, plenty of examples of it in recent weeks where they have had to rely on a very last minute goal. So listen, our approach from last season might actually work just as well as anything, because it's then a war of attrition, and it then boils down to who's got more in the tank in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And that's where losing Coutinho will hamper us, just not having that one more quality player available to us. But again, having a few more minutes in the legs, you know, we've been off in Dubai having a chill by the pool and warm training sessions, and they've been scrapping it out with teams in divisions below them in cup games.
And also, listen... Over the last 8 Premier League games, Liverpool have scored more goals than Manchester City. Manchester City have scored 20 goals over the last 8 games. We've scored 22. Our defence has conceded the fourth least amount of goals over that period as well. Manchester City were the number one in that category. But I think John's right. I think that's because they're never tested.
Yeah.
You know, teams go there and sit back. And I think Bristol have shown if you go at Manchester City, you ask questions of them.
Yeah.
They're coming up, in my opinion, against the second best side in this league. And we need to go and prove to everybody that that's what we are.
Yeah, let's not forget, we've only lost twice.
Yeah.
One of those was when we had Mane sent off at City. And I'm sure if those players don't think they owe City one after that, or owe us one after that, because they totally capitulated, didn't they? You know, and we had one bad game whole season, really, with 11 men, and that was at Tottenham.
Yeah.
So, you know, we shouldn't go into this with anything but confidence.
I think
the atmosphere could be key as well, Paul.
The
atmosphere at Anfield.
Yeah, and if we can recreate what we had in 13-14 in that game where we were booing every touch of the ball that they had. You know, it's a cliche, but it was an absolute cauldron. It was one of the best atmospheres I've ever seen in a football match. And, you know, we battled for that. And it it was 3-2 in the end, isn't it? You know, we had to rely on the extra goal in that regard. And we won't talk about who was involved in the goals.
We have to remember as well that an awful lot of their late goals are from Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
who's never played well when he's played against us.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't have a good game, then that really does deplete.
Well, he's their top goal scorer in the league as well, Dad. You know, and he's been pivotal for them this season, and you've just got to hope. If it just give us one more season of being crap against us, Raheem,
yes,
that'd
please.
Be great. Look, if you look at the form and you look at them, there's no getting away from the fact that they're amazing, aren't they? They're top of the league and they're undefeated for a reason, because they're a very, very good footballing side. And I started to look back at how long it's been since they lost the league game. So you have to go back to April of last season, where they lost 2-1 to Chelsea. And prior to that, they lost, it was a year ago, it was the 15th of January last year, they lost to Everton 4-0. They have lost more games than that in this time. They've lost 5 in all competitions. Yeah. The big encouragement, though, Chris, and it feeds into what you were saying earlier, all away from home.
Yeah.
And where they've dropped points or drawn games this season, apart from the Everton game, is away from home as well. And that's the slight note of encouragement, is that if there is a chink in the armour for them as well, is that, needless to say, they're not quite as strong away from the FA.
They're a brilliant side, but Liverpool are a brilliant side at Anfield. You know, we've not been beaten there this season. It's been, what, 10, 11 months since we've been beaten at Anfield or something like that.
And we conceded very few goals in Anfield. Yeah. I mean, we conceded one last time out, I think, on Leicester, I think, early on.
Yeah.
It was quite a shock. Oh gosh, someone scored against us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if Virgil van Dijk's to play as well, we've got different type of threat in this game than we've had previously against him. You know, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, if he gets the start, he'll be on corners again. Every single one was dangerous against Everton. Van Dijk obviously gets the winner to knock Everton out of the FA Cup.
The other thing is that, you know, everyone gets beat eventually.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, Arsenal's Invincibles went through the season, but that's revered because it's so unusual.
Yeah.
You know, teams don't generally get through a whole season without at least one defeat.
Yeah.
You know, so someone's going to beat them sometime, and who but, you know, us?
And that's the thing. I think, as Chris saying there, I still think I contend we've got the most dangerous attack in the Premier League. If we've got who we've got fit, which, again, to be confirmed, but we've got the ability to hit absolutely anyone. And as you say, that defence, it depends who lines up for them, but look, John Stones has come on leaps and bounds. Great. Fabian Delph, he plays at left back. You know, again, we've seen plenty of examples of people doing a good job there, but
Salah against Delph, you fancy that matchup?
Absolutely, even though, you know, I think he's right footed, isn't he?
When we played them there, Salah was only new. He was still in that phase where he missed chances if he got them.
Yeah.
We didn't quite know what to expect from him. He's a totally different player now. He's going to be much more dangerous than he was there.
And going back to your point earlier, that Sadio Mane, if there's one player in the Liverpool squad who's got a point to prove in this game, it's absolutely him. Yeah. I think that City game just totally derailed this season.
I saw someone the other day have a tooth kicked out by, did you see that?
No.
At the weekend, someone raised foot, kicked the guy in the face, knocked his tooth out. They had to come on the pitch and find it for him. And he didn't get sent off.
Yeah. Wow. Well, all that being told, I'd prefer him just to keep his foot a little bit lower in this game, just for the sake of it. Let's learn lessons from the last game. But no, I think if you allow yourself to be sucked down into the quicksand of Manchester City's success and look at all the things they've got going for them, then this is a terrifying prospect. But I think we've all brought something to the table there. I think there's plenty of room for encouragement in this game. And as you say, ultimately, it is one game of football, and we're capable of beating anyone in one game of football.
The big thing is De Bruyne. If we can keep him quiet, you basically kept the team quiet.
Yeah.
He's playing that well.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to do that? I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, the likes of Ginny maybe, or someone, you know, needs to get in there and match him.
Yeah.
It's come out over the last sort of couple of days, hasn't it, that he was a boyhood Liverpool fan. So maybe he'll have a bad game just because of that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Give him a scarf before he goes out.
Yeah. Klopp, give him a scarf and a hug and see, just let the rest be what it is. Okay, well, we're going to do preferred 11s in a moment. But before I do, we've got two tickets to give away to this game. Thank you very much to Pro Evolution Soccer 2018 and Konami UK as well. They've given us a pair of tickets to give away. We had a competition run on Twitter. This one is exclusively for here. It's a separate thing. If you want to win those tickets, you have to be able to get yourself to Anfield under your own steam and power and expense in time for the game. You need to be there an hour before kickoff. And to enter it, you've got to make sure you subscribe to the channel. It's a bit of a celebration for reaching 200,000 subscribers, which once again, thank you for. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And in the comments below, just write, I want those tickets. As simple as that. We'll be picking a winner at random. We'll let you know late on Friday. So if you're applying for this on like Saturday or Sunday morning, needless to say, you've probably left that a bit late. But for the early birds, they potentially can get the worm, Chris.
Yeah, and they need to listen, there's an easy way to find out when our videos arrive. If you want to be in with a chance to win competitions and stuff, subscribe to us, click that little notification bell, and you'll find out when the video goes live. Gives you a better chance of winning those tickets.
There you go, simple as that. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to the channel and write, I want those tickets, in the comments below. And if you've got a chance as well, go and follow at Official Pez on Twitter, because as a big thank you for them for giving us this prize. And hopefully you'll get to be there in the flesh. Actually, come and meet us as well before the game as well, if that's a sweetener. I don't know why it would be, but it's part of the deal, whether you like it or not. So yeah, we're going to move on. But yeah, good luck to everyone who enters. Yeah, let's get on to preferred 11s then, gentlemen. You've both gone Simon Mignolet goal. You would prefer Simon Mignolet goal for this game?
I'm going to use John's answer for this and go, you've got to put in a little bit of thought of what Jürgen Klopp's going to do.
So the answer to that is no. You wanted Karius in goal?
I did. I've gone with Mignolet.
Okay, sound.
I don't see the point of saying I want to see Karius in goal when it's not going to happen. What's the point? It's going to be Mignolet.
You say it's not going to happen.
It's not.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as that. I think it's highly likely that you're right. I think just because of the rotation thing, I think Mignolet's due a game in. But, you know, I think Karius has performed well enough. And I think in terms of this type of game, I would contend this type of game would suit him. I think if we're going to be on the front foot and we're going to need to be at our best.
You could be right.
Having someone who can distribute the
just
ball helps.
Don't agree with you.
Yeah. Defence-wise, again, I've gone for Dejan Lovren.
Before you move on, can I just say, coming home from the match the other day, I was listening to the radio, and there were these, Radio Merseyside, and there was these guys coming on saying, Karius is absolutely bloody awful. He never comes off his line. He's terrible with his feet. He can't. And I thought to myself, what's all that about? And then I watched the highlights of the match, and whoever was on, was it Martin, what's her name? He said, oh, Karius is really dithery, and he's, and all those comments he made, and people obviously watched it on the telly, took it hook, line and sinker, and decided to go on the radio.
It's mad.
If you want to make your own opinions on a football match, don't listen to the commentators.
Don't listen to Martin, whoever that may be, whether it's Tyler
Dixon,
or Keown or Dixon.
Dixon's
or the
worst, man.
Murphy, terrible.
I just have to pretend he's Kyle Pilkington. It's the only way I can get through Lee Dixon's commentary. I just think it's all a joke.
Yeah, that's good. It's a really good way to do it. Yeah, there's been some ridiculously stupid comments from pundits in the last couple of weeks. Danny Murphy being a prime example of that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think Mignolet will play.
Okay. Cool.
And to be honest, I think they're much of a muchness these days.
I agree. Listen, I agree that I think on the probabilities, like, you know, he will start. I would still prefer
I think we're playing our best side, you know, all being fit. Mm-hmm. And I think Mignolet in Klopp's eyes is...
Mignolet's going to be captain, isn't he?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
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 Right. Or just give it to Virgil. Just get that done.
So I've got no problem with Joel Matip starting, by the way. I just had a little feeling for Dejan Lovren, and it's someone who actually is capable of heading the ball in the opposition penalty area, I think could be a useful thing.
Except that we've now got Van Dijk who can do that.
Well, no, but I've everyone crowd big Virgil, and then
Dejan
the pops
Virgil
up at the back of the
effectively thing. Knock Matip out the way to head that ball.
Good on you, Meso.
So I think the key area of this, and me and John had a quick word before, and it's the Ox-Lallana is the thing for me.
Yeah.
Now, I have actually picked Ox over Adam Lallana for a couple of reasons. I thought Lallana tired a little bit in the last game, and that's understandable. I think he will be undoubtedly our number one midfielder. I think he'll be first name on the team sheet in a couple of weeks' time. But right now, I do feel like, I mentioned it before, Ox's set pieces make a little bit of difference to me at the moment. That could be a way that we get at Manchester City, and that's probably the reason that I've picked him over Adam Lallana. So who takes the free kicks if Ox isn't on the pitch?
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's why you'd pick someone, just to take free kicks.
I don't know, there was a fellas for Derby who played just because they could throw the ball.
These are professional footballers, some of them must be able to kick the bloody football. I can do it.
We've not seen any of them take... Salah's taken a few corners at you, hasn't he?
Yeah. Lallana.
I shouldn't shock me if Lallana took them. Lallana
for me is, if we're going to attack, you have Lallana in your side. And if we're not going to attack, you have Ox. That's my logic.
My logic on it is, and why I've gone with Lallana is that I think he's the better player. Yeah, but also, Oxlade-Chamberlain, you've got to just have a little think towards the bench. And just having someone with that pace on the bench. Because here's the thing, if Salah's fit, he's probably not going to have 90 minutes in him. And to take him off, you're then looking at what Solanke to just have a little bit of pace still in that team or whatever. I don't know. I think if you've got Wijnaldum's another guy who's been known to come on and do a job on the wing, I'm not sure. I think we're leaving us a little bit short on the bench if we don't have Oxlade-Chamberlain. Now, look, Lallana's perfectly capable of coming on and influencing
that.
I get
your point. You want to almost, sometimes when defenders are getting tired and stuff, especially if Delph's been running after Salah all game, to again give him Lallana, it's a bit of a let-off.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked him. You want to get him tired and then bring someone else on with pace to finish him off.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, look, there's always going to be consensus on that front three. If that front three's fit, they're going to play every game, I think, between now and the end of the season. Because, thankfully, you know, things are starting to ease off a little bit. Things are not quite as intense in terms of the two fixtures a week and what have you. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Question for you then, before we do score prediction. No Felipe Coutinho, he's got a great record in these games. Who is the Liverpool player who's gonna step up? With the obvious exception, of course, of it being Mohamed Salah, who would just like to continue to do what he's doing.
It's Sadio Mane for me. I think he exercises the demons of the away game. I think he just has to go out there and turn his season around. It's the perfect game to go and do it. You're playing top of the table. You're playing the team that you capitulated against last time. You go out there, you've got fire in your belly, and you go and prove that you can get back to the form that you were in. Put Christmas, put 2017 behind you. Or the latter part of 2017 behind you, and go out there and make yourself the second name on this team sheet behind Mo Salah, take Coutinho's spot in the squad.
Yeah,
I think that's a good call. I mean, there has been little signs that Mane's been moving along, you know, getting back towards it. Not quite got his touch back, but still, you know, a little better than he was, say, a month ago. And it would be brilliant if he actually came back into form for this one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be ironic. But, I mean, for me, it's going to be Bobby.
Yeah.
He's going to bring in Salah and he's going to bring in Mane, and they're going to rip the back out of City's
defense. I think there's a short list of players. Mane, I think it's Mane, Ox, Lallana and Firmino for different reasons. I think Lallana, just to get back to the form that he was in a year ago, would make a massive difference to us. And I think it will ease the burden massively on what we're looking to do if he's capable of getting back to being that player. Oxlade-Chamberlain, because I think he's ticked along nicely. But look, what an opportunity that just presented itself. He's going to be able to get more minutes of football if he scores a goal in this, and he has a game defining moment, which I think he's capable of. Then there's a real opportunity between now and the end of the season. I think Firmino, because more in the Salah mold of just don't, everyone will be looking at him. Because they know of the close friendship between him and Coutinho, it would be nice to see no drop off in his level. It would be nice to him, particularly in these big games, you know, particularly against Man City, where he was, you know, go back to two seasons ago at the Etihad, he was so good. Yeah, this would be a big one for him. So, look, loads of points to prove, and I think points to prove around the squad as well. Similarly, it'd be nice to see Virgil van Dijk crop up with another match-winning contribution, because I want the story coming out of this to be, look, at Man City should have gone and signed Virgil van Dijk, but they didn't, and it's left the door open at the back, and that's what's cost them, rather than Liverpool shouldn't have let Coutinho go. But, you know. Score prediction then, Dad?
Ooh.
4-3. 3-2.
Liverpool. Yeah, I will go with a 3-2 as well. I think this season's got so many 13-14 comparisons that I could see this having another, being another
can,
one.
Can I say as well, I think this is a big game for Klopp.
Yeah.
You know, not like career defining or anything, but, you know, this could be the game where they say, oh, yeah, Klopp really is up there with Guardiola.
Everyone's the sunshine out of Pep Guardiola's every orifice at the moment. When I, just to go back to the top before we round up, when I say season defining, what I mean by that is it defines your season between a battle for fourth and fifth and a battle between second and third, I think, if we win this game, because it tells, all of a sudden, I think everyone around us, you look at the fixtures, Chelsea playing Leicester, Spurs, Everton, Arsenal away to Bournemouth, and Man United, Stoke. Every one of those teams could come out with points from that. Yeah,
they're all They'll looking all be... at us and thinking we're going to gain 3 points on Liverpool
exactly,
this weekend.
Exactly, and all of a sudden that gap, you know, if anyone else drops points, particularly if Arsenal or Spurs drop points, that starts to become a, not insurmountable, but a pretty significant
gap.
Well,
it's what it does to the confidence of that team. You know, they go out and beat the teams that they're against, and they're banking on Liverpool losing to Man City, because Man City are the best side the Premier League's ever seen. Yeah. And you go and beat them and they go, shit, where are they going to drop points if not at fucking City?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly that. And that's where the 13-14
comparison is. Also, you know, we can say, look, we've just beaten City. This is Liverpool. This is Anfield. We don't lose to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, come here, you get beat. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are.
Or draw. Or draw.
If you're any good, you get beat.
You get beat if you're a shit ass if you draw. Anyway, yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much for that, gents. I feel absolutely bang up for this game now. Don't forget, though, if you want more Liverpool content between now and the match, Chris has just done a stat show. It's back. Yeah. Tell the people.
It's the monthly review show. Me and John sat down. We looked at all the games from December the 1st to January the 10th, and we plucked out all the figures, best players, most assists, most goal scorers, most minutes played, some really, really interesting stuff. And then we did a few puns towards the middle of it about Coutinho and who's going to pick up the gap, and looked at Liverpool with and without Phil Coutinho and stuff. Absolutely sensational stuff. John is one of the best guests that we have on the show. It's really worth going over to theredmentive.com, supporting us to be able to give you the free content. It's £5 a month. Go and subscribe. You get a first month for free. If you don't like it, fuck it off. If you do like it, keep paying us the fiver.
Yeah, absolutely. And those who say you want more in-depth and detailed analysis, this is it. Not just the fun stuff, but the stuff that's going to give you a little bit greater insight into Liverpool Football Club, so get involved. Thank you very much, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hope you enjoyed the weekend. Let's hope you enjoyed the game. We'll be back post-match with the final word show.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.